Seven sharp, you know his boat's in gear. Gonna tear right out of here. Shake down the bushels till they like to burst. Scallops are plenty. He's off the pond first. Like the clams he harvests, man, did he spawn. Each one is special. He's the king of the pond. Yes, he was the king. The king of the pond. He was sweet and he was strong. Like the tide that carries him, like the way he sang along. Everyone knew he was king. Drags till they're deep and full. Doesn't need hydraulics to help him pull. Like the clams he harvests, man, did he spawn. And each one is tasty. He's the king of the pond. He was the king. Like the tide that carries him, like the way he sang along. And everyone knew he was king of the pond. And on his deathbed, when we all gathered round, drum beat by the fire and the whiskey. Like the tide that carries him, like the way he sang along. And everyone knew he was king of the pond.
Well, the pond that I'm talking about is a source of food in the town of Gayhead, Aquinnah, where these Wampanoag people have been fishing for thousands of years. There's all kinds of things in there. There's clams, scallops, lobsters. The bass come in following the heron that are going up to the stream up in to spawn up in Squibnocket Pond. And it was always very reassuring to be on the pond shore and to you could hear William out in his skiff as he was on a tide getting his limit of quahogs. And he'd be out there fishing, and he'd have a little transistor radio on the bow, and he'd have it tuned to an oldie station, and he'd be playing, he'd be singing at full voice along with these songs, as if nobody could hear. But of course, you know what it's like on a pond, on the water, where the sound travels so far, and you can hear it for such a long distance. And everyone knew he was king of the pond.